My guest at this time is Peter Ferrara. He's senior fellow at the Heartland Institute. He is also the author of a brand new study on the Obama economic record. In several appearances in recent weeks, President Obama has declared his economic performance a smashing success, as these clips illustrate.
We made our tax code fair. We cut our deficits by more than half. We've given millions more Americans the security of health care that means you won't go broke just because you get sick. So thanks to the hard work of you and some actually pretty smart policies by us, we have come farther and recovered faster than almost any other advanced nation on earth. So despite what you may hear, there is no doubt we are making progress. By almost every measure, we are better off than when I took office.
However, Peter's report begs to differ. It's entitled Why the United States Has Suffered the Worst Economic Recovery Since the Great Depression. And Peter, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Well, we'll get to specifics in just a moment, but what's your initial reaction when you hear the president say, by any gauge, we're better than we were 8 years ago, and we've recovered stronger and better than we than most other situations?
Well, I've described President Obama's rhetorical style as calculated deception, and those clips were the most perfect example I've heard of that to date, calculated deception.
Well, let's start with some of the statistics here. You point out that this recession really should have ended right around the time he took office because the recession actually started in 2007. Of course, in the fall of 2008, we had the big financial crisis on Wall Street and beyond. How did that impact the length of the recession and his response to it?
Well, the American historical record is the worse the recession, the stronger the recovery. So there should have been a economic boom coming out of the recession in the summer of 2009. Here we are 8 years later, and that still has not happened. So there's been no economic recovery from the 2008-2009 recession to this day. And so you're going to see that now happen under Trump. And you'll see what a huge difference it is when you have a real economic recovery instead of the paltry, weak excuse for recovery we had.
You, in this report, you go through it step by step. You talk about weaker than we've seen in the past in terms of job creation, in terms of economic growth, how we've kind of seen numbers that just aren't where they should be. And you just mentioned we should have seen a boom by the summer of 2009. Why have we seen weaker job creation than we should have? And why have we seen weaker economic growth than we should have?
Because every one of President Obama's policies has been anti-growth. So Reagan had a four-point economic program. It's cut tax rates, deregulation, reduced government spending, strong dollar monetary policy. President Obama's policies have been exactly the opposite of each one of those four. So he's raised almost every tax rate, every major tax rate, except the corporate rate, which is already the highest corporate rate in the entire world. First act of office that Obama came in was his trillion-dollar stimulus plan, which didn't stimulate anything except government spending, deficits, and debt. He's been the regulation president. He's regulated everything, crushing in one industry after another, including health insurance and the coal industry, and squelching what was left of manufacturing. And the monetary policy has been very destabilizing. So, he's consistently followed the opposite of every policy Reagan did, and so he got the opposite results.
In the report, you refer to this as a Keynesian adventure. For those who aren't economic scholars, explain what you mean by that and why that does not lead to economic prosperity.
Well, Keynesian economics is a doctrine that the road to economic recovery is increased government spending, deficits, and debt. If that sounds crazy, it is crazy. It was introduced in the 1930s. Failed to end the Great Depression, just extended it, made it even worse. And that's been the experience under Keynesian economics. That should be expected. If you increase government spending, deficits, and debt, that's anti-growth, not pro-growth. So that just delays the recovery, which is what it's done every time it's been tried.
We're talking with Peter Ferrara of the Heartland Institute. And Peter, there's also a section here. It's not just statistics on economic growth and on job creation and comparing it to the past, all of which is very important and very interesting to compare. But you also talk about the impact that this has had on the middle class as opposed to previous recessions. Why has this one been particularly damaging? And how damaging has it been?
Well, it's squelched any income growth for the middle class. And so the more he talks about the middle class, that's more calculated deception. He presents himself as the tribune for the middle class, and yet the middle class has suffered tremendously under his economic policies, as has any group that has supported him. And so during his first term, incomes for the middle class have fallen just about continuously throughout his entire two terms in office. And so during the term alone, the middle class lost about the equivalent of 1 month's pay a year. So so they basically just had to skip a month, had the experience of basically skipping a month of income during that each one of those first 4 years. And so that was the worst record of any president since the Great Depression and probably beyond, worse even than Jimmy Carter. So you had more economic growth under Jimmy Carter. You've had twice as much economic growth under Jimmy Carter as you have had under President Obama in his first term. And so that is another example of why it's the worst recovery since the Great Depression. Also, boring poverty. So he was supposed to be you need a liberal Democrat to make poverty increase like this. What kind of liberal Democrat is that? Is that what people were voting for, to increase poverty and squelch income growth for the middle class? Because that's exactly what's happened. So that's further evidence and statistics to show that it is, in fact, the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression.
Peter, when you look at the Electoral College map, obviously there were several close states, the three closest being Rust Belt states that most people didn't think Donald Trump had a chance to win. And there's been a lot of explanations for why that's happened, from Russian involvement to Hillary Clinton being a lousy candidate and on and on. How much of it was the working class rebelling against this economy?
That was the fundamental element in this past election. The blue-collar workers smartly saw that they had been abandoned by the Democrats. They were the original backbone of the Democrat Party, but the Democrat Party has forgotten them for so long that they've given up on the Democrat Party, as have so many other groups. And so that is fundamentally why the Democrats lost this past election so bad. You can't really blame it on Hillary Clinton, because she wasn't the only one who lost. The Democrat Party lost across the board. So Republicans now have control of 33 out of 50 state legislatures, 33 governors. The number of Republican governors was increased from 31 to 33 in this election. And Republicans kept control of both the House and the Senate. So it was all up and down the ticket. The Democrats were crushed. And this is one reason why, because the blue-collar workers abandoned them.
Peter, in addition to describing this as the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression, you also say towards the end of this report that the current pace we're on is leading us towards a third world economy, which is certain to raise some eyebrows. Explain why you think that the current path is that bad. And you also mentioned earlier that you believe that Donald Trump is going to lead us to a boom. Explain why you think that's the case as well.
Well, you know, historically, American economic growth has been 3 to 4% every year, and that compounds after year. And so the difference between 4% growth and just 2% economic growth is enormous. Over 50 years, it's been calculated by economists that would represent growing at 2% instead of 4%. Doesn't sound like that much when you talk about it. It's $521 trillion over 50 years, the loss of economic growth and prosperity. So that's the net cost. The entire American economy is only $18 trillion a year. $521 trillion, how many American economies is that? That's the biggest economic loss in world history. And so if we keep growing at the 2% or less that Obama has, and we keep that going year after year, we'll eventually descend to the status of a third world country. In 1900, Argentina's income and prosperity was the equivalent of America's. They wandered off into Peronism, which was very similar to Obama's economics. And so they become a third world country as a result. We're not immune from that. If we follow these same stupid policies, which make no sense, no reason, we will be a third world country as well. the reason why Trump is going to create a boom is because every one of the key policies is doing the opposite of what Obama did. So he's proposed to cut tax rates like Reagan did. He's proposed to reduce regulatory burdens like Reagan did. He's proposed to reduce government spending like Reagan did. And he will appoint good members to the Fed that will restore sound monetary policy, that will stabilize the dollar over the long run. That will encourage, just like it did under Reagan, huge increases in investment, in capital investment in the United States of America. Capital investment in a capital system is what creates jobs and causes incomes to rise and economic growth to rise. So under Reagan's policies, capital flowed into America from all over the world. That will be recreated under Trump's policies because he's doing the opposite of what Obama's done. So he's going to get the opposite results, just like Reagan did.
Let's talk about one long-term impact, though, that's not easily reversible, and that's the debt. It's gone from $9 trillion to $20 trillion, roughly. And, of course, people would love to see interest rates rise to make more on what they're earning. But at the same time, that would spiral upwards the amount of interest that we have to pay on the debt. So do you believe that the debt's going to be a major hindrance to the Trump economic agenda or the American economy as a whole?
Trump is proposing to follow pro-growth policies in every major area, just like Reagan did. And so he'll have the same results that Reagan did. So people don't fully appreciate anymore the historic Reagan economic boom. But economic growth grew for an entire generation from late 1982, 25 years, from late 1982 to late 2007. That was the longest period of continuous growth in peacetime in American history. And so with those same policies, we'll get the same boom even greater.
Peter, real quickly, where can folks find your report?
Heartland.org. That's the website for the Heartland Institute. Heartland.org.
Excellent. Heartland.org is where you can find a copy of Why the United States Has Suffered the Worst Economic Recovery Since the Great Depression. Well, it's certainly a sobering examination of the past 8 years. Peter, thank you very much for your work and for bringing it to our attention today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Peter Ferrara, Senior Fellow at the Heartland Institute. Again, Heartland.org is where you can get a copy of Why the United States Has Suffered the Worst Economic Recovery Since the Great Depression. Peter Ferrara is a senior fellow at the Heartland Institute, and as we just mentioned, he's the author of Why the United States Has Suffered the Worst Economic Recovery Since the Great Depression. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.